Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're glad to have you listening. Today's topic is all about listening and learning. We'll return with the devotional after a brief message from one of our sponsors.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with For King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Listening to Learn by Meg Booker, read by Leah Martin. My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry, because human anger doesn't produce the righteousness that God desires. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that's so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. James 1:19-21. Silence is defined as the absence of any sound or noise, stillness, the state or fact of being silent, muteness, absence or omission of mention, comment, or expressed concern. The silent treatment has turned into ghosting. To ghost someone is to suddenly end all contact with a person without explanation, especially in a romantic relationship. James says in the verse above, be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. Anger is a necessary emotion, but the way we handle it is important. James tells us why. Human anger doesn't produce the righteousness that God desires. Then he says, humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. In other words, listen. Tempers are lost and people are ghosted because we're disobedient to the word planted in us. The Holy Spirit is faithful to convict us when we're about to cross the line in anger, but it's our choice to listen. Paul wrote to the Ephesians, don't sin by letting anger control you. Don't let the sun go down while you're still angry, for anger gives a foothold to the devil. Ephesians 4:26-27. God created us to need each other. Nowhere in Scripture does it say we have the right to give someone the silent treatment, to ignore a brother or sister, or ghost someone out of anger. Please consider, as a special side note to this article, in situations of abuse, please seek help. Intersecting faith and life. Love prospers when a fault is forgiven, but dwelling on it separates close friends. Proverbs 17:9. Matthew recorded a conversation between Peter and Jesus. Then Peter came to him and asked, Lord, how often should I forgive someone who sins against me? 7 times? No, not 7 times, Jesus replied, but 70 times 7. Matthew 18:21-22. The Bible equips us with steps to repair relationships. God is faithful to place people in our lives purposely. When we've responded in anger and wreck a relationship, there are 3 things Scripture tells us to do. 1. Own our behavior. Matthew 18:15-17 says, if another believer sins against you, go privately and point out the offense. If the other person listens and confesses it, you've won that person back. But if you're unsuccessful, take 1 or 2 other with you and go back again, so that everything you say may be confirmed by 2 or 3 witnesses. If the person still refuses to listen, take your case to the church. And if he or she won't accept the church's decision, treat that person as a pagan or a corrupt tax collector. 2, apologize. Hurt people hurt people. We can have loving compassion for others who are hurting by choosing to walk the road of forgiveness before we receive an apology. However, when we're responsible for hurting another person, it's important to acknowledge the hurt we've caused, whether or not it was intentional. James wrote, "Confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results." James 5:16. And 3, lead with love. Always forgiven, never loved less. It's a phrase I've said to my daughters over and over and taught them to communicate to their friends as well. Jesus' command on how many times we're to forgive someone in Matthew 18:21-22 allows us to safely assume he means always forgive. Why? Because we're always forgiven. 1 John 1:9 says, "But if we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins." There's nothing we can do to outrun the love of God. Romans 8:38 says, "Nothing can ever separate us from God's love." But learning to listen is hard. We're by nature very offendable. Though it may seem easiest to ghost someone out of our lives, the truth is they were put there on purpose. Cutting them out only robs us of the reason they were there in the first place. Instead of just running from the inevitable difficulty that is relationships with other people, let's aim to stay and learn to listen. The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
I'm Don Hawkins, inviting you to be encouraged with my weekly podcast, Encouragement for You. To subscribe, go to lifeaudio.com.